Do you know Christ? I mean, do you really know him? Have you given your life to him? Do you recognize that he is the Son of God? By faith in your heart, you believe that he loves you, that he is coming back. See, it's a decision we make. Something I can't see, this is something between you and the Lord.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Today marks part three of Dr. Randy's four-part series entitled Finishing Strong. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center. If you've just joined us today, we're right in the middle of a four-day, four-part series on finishing strong, a powerful message that reminds us that it's not all about just, you know, right now, this moment, but it's also making sure that this moment attaches to the next moment and to tomorrow and this year and, frankly, for our whole life. And I created a list of 10 true or false questions that you need to ask yourself if you want to live your life and to finish strong. And I'm taking you through these 10 questions in this teaching that was done right here in our Intentional Living Center with my staff that's gone out to all of our members of Intentional Living. And we're inviting you today, and I'll tell you how you can receive this on DVD for yourself, along with a beautiful watercolor print a little bit later. But we're going to jump back into this third day as I continue the questions talking about honoring our commitments and our confidence in Christ. I hope you'll think about your own life and the decisions you're making and how you're living and the fact that you can make a decision today to say, before God, I choose to live my life so I can finish strong. So if you're ready, let's go over into the Intentional Living Center teaching area auditorium, and let me share with you some teaching on finishing strong. And in basic terms, what Paul is saying is, if there's widows in the church should stand up and care for them if they don't have their own family to care for them. And then Paul says, but if the widow chooses to go out and live a life of sin, let her go. But then an afterthought, almost like an afterthought, Paul says, but listen, if you don't provide for your own family, you're worse than a non-believer. Wow. You know, this is a serious matter. Speaking to us as men, that we provide for our families the best we can. Now, providing in this culture is very confusing because we see providing meaning we've got big house and a swimming pool and maybe three cars instead of two or two instead of one. Or we can have fancy vacations, and we put it in terms of all of the materialistic things that we see around us. That's not what God's intention is. That's why when we grade ourselves on this, we grade ourselves on an attitude that says, I'm going to work hard to provide for my family in very practical terms. You know, there's a lot of men that don't. Some women that can't or won't. Or couples that are not on the same page. And we know there are times when it's not possible. We understand that. We understand that this is the role. And that's why Paul says there's a time where the church needs to step in and we need to support one another and encourage one another and help one another because there's times when we're down. But the question is, have I lived my life in such a way that I provided the best I could for my family? I think that's one thing I want said of me when I finish strong, right? Very practical thing. Here's another one. Number six, I honored my commitments. Or if I failed to honor my commitments, I decided to do whatever I could to make things right again. You know, when I finish strong, I want to make sure I finish strong honoring my commitments, my commitment to Donna. Now, please understand, I know some here, some who are viewing, some of our donors, there have been broken commitments in families. God restores, there's been healing, God has forgiven. We're talking about as we progress, to be able to be on our deathbed and look back and say, you know, I made a decision to live an intentional life, and I was faithful every day to follow that commitment. We make commitments here at this work, in this ministry. Are we faithful in following through to do what we've committed to do here at this work? In our own individual jobs and assignments and job descriptions, do we cheat each other? Do we cheat the ministry in any way? See, and ultimately, we cheat ourselves. Do I fulfill my commitments? That's why I tell people, be very careful the commitments you make. Even the scripture says, be careful. Your yea be yea, your nay be nay. Be careful the commitments you make. If you're a pleaser, it's easy to say, oh yeah, I'll do this and I'll do that and I'll do the other thing. And pretty soon you're overcommitted to things that you can't follow through on, things that you can't do. It's much better to say, you know, let me think about it. Let me pray about it. and then come back and say, I prayed about it and I can't do it. I'd rather be told no than have someone say yes and then not follow through with their commitment. Commitments matter. We've all been, at times in our life, made commitments and not followed through. Our kids remember every one of them. You promised. You promised if I did this, we would. Well, you know what I'm saying? That we be men and women that make commitments and then follow through. Number 7, grade yourself. I was confident on my deathbed in my relationship with Christ. Wow, better get that one settled. If you were to die today, are you confident in your relationship with Christ? Come on, staff, listen. I know we're here. We signed a statement of faith. We're here in this work. Do you know Christ? I mean, do you really know Him? Have you given your life to Him? Do you recognize that He is the Son of God? By faith in your heart, you believe that He loves you, that He is coming back. See, it's a decision we make. Something I can't see. This is something between you and the Lord. Every donor, every member of our Intentional Giving Club, every person viewing this, if you don't know Christ, settle it. If you were to die today, would you be confident of your relationship with Christ? You know what? Some of us will have an opportunity at the end of our lives to settle that. Some of us won't. Some of us are going to be taken just like that. Fall off a chair and be gone. Some may linger. Some may have opportunity. But we never know. No one knows the day or the hour of Christ's return. And frankly, none of us know the day or the hour of our going. It's a mystery.
Yes, it is. It's one of the mysteries of life. I'll be back in a moment to do more sharing from the teaching Finishing Strong. And I'm going to talk about the question on the top 10 list. Question 8 is, did I leave a mess? Boy, we don't want to leave a mess behind. We're going to talk about that. By the way, I'll tell you more about how you can get a complete DVD teaching of Finishing Strong, along with this beautiful watercolor print. I'll do that in just a moment. And you can see it, by the way, when you go to the website at theintentionallife.com.
Intentional love. Every marriage needs it, but it doesn't just happen.
I tried to start building him up, but he didn't know how to take it at first.
Dr. Randy Carlson can show you how to apply intentional love to your marriage. But right now, it's your move. To make an appointment for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, coming to Tucson, November 10th.
He started making his own changes and started really building me up. He said a prayer and asked God to give us many more years together.
Go to theintentionallife.com.
My story is, it goes back to high school. I was 17 years old and I found out I was pregnant. Well, I was raised with morals and ethics, and my values were high, so I had to raise a baby. There was no choice there. And my family was very supportive, but I had to weigh what I was going to do with the rest of my life. I had goals to go to college and become a school teacher, and I didn't give up on my goals. I'm doing great. I've got a little boy that's going to be 10, another one that's 5 years old, and I teach kindergarten.
Did you hear her say, I didn't give up on my goals? I decided to finish strong. That's what she's saying, and God love you for doing that. What a story. By the way, if you have a story of finishing strong, a decision that you've made, or someone that you know that's really made a difference in your life that chose to finish strong, tell us about it on our storyline when you call 888-888-1717. Let's go back into more teaching from our Intentional Living Center as I talk about the question and address the question, did I leave a mess? Want to finish strong? Don't leave a mess.
No one knows the day or the hour of Christ's return, and frankly, none of us know the day or the hour of our going. It's a mystery. Number 8, ask yourself this. On your deathbed, I didn't leave a mess behind for others to clean up. That one I got to work on. I mean, real practically, I was going over this list with Donna, and I got to number 8, and she just laughed. She said, have you seen your closet in the office at home? Simplify our lives. Declutter our lives. Don't leave a mess for other people to clean up. I'm talking about very practical things. If you died today, would there be a mess left behind? Are the books where they need to be? Is the insurance papers where they need to be? Are the details of your life taken care of? Are you in a place today, if you were taken today, that your attitude wouldn't be, that's for them to worry about, but I've taken care of things to know that
to the best of my ability, I'm not leaving a mess behind. There's a gentleman, most of you have never heard his name. His name is Virgil Brock. I've shared the story with you. Virgil lived in the early 20th century, and he was a friend of mine. I was young. He was old. He went through the first half of the 20th century, and I went through the second half of the 20th century. Virgil Brock, if you had lived 100 years ago from now, would have been like the Michael W. Smith of today. Virgil Brock wrote some of the most famous songs of the early and mid-20th century, including Beyond the Sunset. Some of you may remember that great hymn. He was a contemporary with Billy Sunday and Homer Rodehaver. He was a man of God, and when he was in the latter days of his life, as a young man, 15, 16, 17 years of age, I had a chance to be with him and know him. He knew our family. And in fact, at the very end of his life, his wife was gone, and he was an aged, precious, quiet, loving man. He lived on the grounds of Youth Haven in Michigan, in a mobile home. A man who, at the time, could travel anywhere, and you mention his name or his music, and he was well known. Virgil Brock, every day of his life, was about giving away, giving away. He died one Sunday morning, which was sort of an interesting statement of his life, on the way to church. He had stepped out of his mobile home there at the ranch, and he was going to church as an old man walking through the snow with his Bible. He collapsed on the ground and died literally with his Bible in his arms. And my brother Larry found him. When we went through all of what Virgil Brock left behind, he had given it all away. He'd given away the money. He'd given away the stuff. He lived a simple life. And when he died with his Bible in his arms at Youth Haven. It's interesting. The songs that he wrote still receive royalties in small amounts. And he gave them all to Youth Haven. And every 6 months, Youth Haven gets a small check of some of the royalties of the music of people who still use Virgil Brock's music. And I've often thought of Virgil Brock, I want to die that way. See? With nothing. Just knowing that I lived my life, gave it away, and that cleared up my existence. Isn't that a good way to die? So how would you grade yourself? If you died today, would you be embarrassed? Would you wake up in heaven and your first thought before every thought would turn to Christ would be, oops, I left a mess for my wife, I left a mess for my kids, I left a mess for my husband. Practical thing. Number 9, I served others as I wanted to be served myself. You know, the Bible says in Philippians 2:4 that let each of us look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Our life is a life of service. I think I've shared the story with you that sort of illustrates this idea of serving others. I was flying out of Tucson one day, and I was headed back east. This was probably 10 years ago. And I had a near-death experience.
Wow, that brought back a memory. We're live back here in the Intentional Living studio, and I'll share, obviously, I lived, right? But we'll tell the story next time. We talk about finishing strong. It is those moments when all of a sudden your mortality, the humanness of being a human being, comes into sharp focus. We'll talk about that next. This week, we've been focusing on finishing strong. I think it's a great time. You know, we're starting to count down the days and the weeks. You're getting your Christmas shopping done and Thanksgiving preparations, but you're thinking about a new year. I take kind of the last week of each year and think about the year and the next year and plan and so on. But at the end of all of our discussions and all of our planning, don't you want to finish strong? Finish strong as a parent? Not perfect. You know, you don't control all the outcome, but you want to finish strong as a parent. You want to finish strong and being married, you want to finish strong in your work, you want to finish strong in your life. And we've taken these 10 principles that we've been teaching this week, we call them the intentionals, and we put them visually on a beautiful work of art done by my wife, Donna. It's a tree. She painted a tree that she saw that has deep roots, and it's a beautiful, powerful reminder of going strong to finish strong. And her work of art with these 10 principles, you can get them framed, put them up on the wall just like we have here in the studio, along with a DVD teaching. All 10 of these principles, as you're hearing now,
being taught on DVD as I go through them. It's our gift to you when you come and join us as a monthly member in support right now of the Intentional Living Center. And we'll get this off to you, plus ongoing teaching each and every month. For a single gift, we'll make sure the print comes your way. Thank you for joining us. Your monthly membership really makes a difference. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Did I honor my commitments, and did I serve others? Those are just a couple of the questions Dr. Randy asks you to consider as he presents intentional principles for finishing strong. It's all on Dr. Randy's full-length teaching DVD called Finishing Strong. To receive your copy and a beautiful full-color Finishing Strong watercolor print by Donna Carlson, just become a monthly member today. And with your ongoing monthly gift, you'll also receive Dr. Randy's monthly coaching. Call now, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4. That's 1-888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours. Or go to theintentionallife.com. Thanks.
Have you looked at what you will need to have saved to cover your needed income in retirement?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Parkey Thompson, our intentional financial coach.
With each passing day, you're getting closer to that retirement day. Are you counting on Social Security? It may very well be around, but if it does live, drastic changes are going to be needed to cover the needed payouts that will be required. It's simple economics, and they should show you that you should not count on that income being any big amount when you are ready to retire. You need to act now. Make sure that you're being intentional with your own retirement savings. You need to be putting away money intentionally for it to grow every month. Control your own retirement destination, or someone else will. For Intentional Living, I'm Parkey Thompson.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hi, Dr. Carlson. I just wanted to say thank you. I did go through a rough period about a year and a half ago. My marriage was falling apart, and I had called and I had actually talked to you and said to set goals for one day at a time because it was so hard when my husband left to set any long-term goals. So I set the goals for short terms, and I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for those people who were praying for us. My husband and I are together still. He came back home, and we are both living intentionally, and I have a better marriage than I did before, with both of us loving each other and doing the right things and walking intentionally with Christ. So thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, and you're taking those little steps. You know, we talk about doing the next right one thing, and that's what you did. And we're glad we could be there at that crossroads to encourage and pray for you. In a moment, you're going to hear the second part of my interview with Linda Hammond. We shared part one. She faced a devastating loss in her life, unbelievable loss of her husband. But this is a woman who chose to be intentional. She chose to finish strong. She chose to continue to live her life in a way that would honor Christ. And I'm going to be sharing that with you in just a moment.
Through so many years of my life, you know, I've had difficult trials. My brother was struggling with drugs and alcohol, and so I kind of had to witness that, just kind of see our family fall apart at the seams. And it wasn't until I was about 15 on a mission trip that I had heard a speaker talk about making Christ real in your life, and it just hit me. You know, I need to be that person of Christ. I need to be that helpful testimony to my brother and to people who are witnessing what's going on in our family, because they see me beaten down. I mean, they know that Satan's winning and that I'm not following the Lord, and the people who don't know the Lord aren't seeing anything different in me from their own lives. listening to Intentional Living, Dr. Carlson speaking often about being intentional in your Christian life has just really helped me and helped me grow in Him.
Well, you're very welcome. We're glad to be here on the Intentional Living broadcast every day from our center. And you can share your testimonies with us as you call 888-888-1717. Intentional Living Center exists for one purpose, to help you discover your purpose for being on the planet today and really know it. I mean, more than just to say words, but to really experience your purpose, live your purpose, and then to finish today and to finish your life strong. And we're here to help, to encourage you in that process as you follow Jesus Christ. And today's story is a reminder as we hear Linda sharing with us that she and her husband for 42 years and 66 days shared Christ, loved each other, growing over those years in their relationship, there to help couples. And in fact, even the night before her husband's tragic accident that took his life, they were talking about the future, sharing their lives with couples and helping couples. But everything changed. And, you know, intentional living, a big, huge reminder. It's still God's day that He's given us. We better be prepared to flex with whatever it is that comes our way, because life can take a left turn pretty quickly. Linda, that was March of 2012. How are you choosing to be intentional now?
Well, Dr. Carlson, just a matter of days after my husband went to be with the Lord, I sat in front of my computer and I just started crying out to the Lord, saying, Lord, now what about me? What about me? What do you want me to do? I'd been working with my husband, trying to be not me, it was always to be us, to be we. And at that moment, He put on my heart that I was to minister to widows. Hmm. And I said, God, how do I do that? I've just become one, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do or say or be. And He said, I will show you. I will show you what to do. And then He reminded me of all that He has put in me to help couples. Well, there was always a woman involved in the couple, and that I was to take what He had taught me and put it into the widow women that He would be bringing across my path, but He would also be healing me that I would need. Now, I didn't understand grief. I didn't go into a fetal ball and be in that kind of grief. I believe that God told me that this was a gift He gave me to be able to stand up tall and to walk forward, to go on with Him and to help others. And yet there are those that need that deep grieving that they do. But because I knew that my husband was with the Lord, it was so important for me to move on. I still have a 36-year-old son at home that was born with a rare birth defect. I needed to move on to help him, to keep him where God wanted him to be. So with that, I went to my pastor, and as I started sharing him about a Willow Fellowship, and that's the name we called it, Willow, because women don't like to be called widows. And God gave me that word, and my pastor's wife and pastor and also the marriage ministry said that's the word for today, is that it's a Willow Fellowship. Mm-hmm. And we're meeting together monthly. We've even gone on a mystery trip together. And it's a place that the women can open up their hearts and share. We've all been there, all in different ways that our spouses have gone with the Lord, but that we can share with each other. Because even after a couple years, after your spouse has passed, people don't want to talk to you much about it anymore. But they can come to my home, and we can talk about it again. Mm. We can bring it up and bring out the healing that needs to be done that may not have been done when the time happened.
Wow.
So it's a wonderful opportunity to still minister to the Lord with these women, and my also vision is to take it to other churches, to start, let other women start a widow's fellowship in their church, and I'm there to help them. Don't have big manuals or, you know, rights or wrongs, but just be able to love on the women.
You know, Linda, you're a person of passion, and you're a person of care and concern for others, and the same kind of care and concern you did together as a couple doesn't go away when your husband, you know, past. It's still in you, and you're using that to now redirect into the lives and needs of a very specific group, as you call them, the Willow Fellowship of Widows. I'd like to come back and ask you this. There are people listening today, Linda, who are grieving. They have been through a loss in their life. Maybe it's been the death of a spouse, a child. Maybe it's a loss of a job, a loss of health. I mean, losses come in lots of different titles tied to them, but loss is still loss, and loss hurts. I want to ask you this specific question. How has the fact that you know your purpose and you've been living out your purpose, in other words, you've been proactive, you said, even days after your husband's death, to say, now what, Lord, now what, and have been so intentional in living your life, how has that contributed to your healing? We're live back here in Intentional Living Studios, and that's an interview I had with Linda Hammond. She's going to answer that question when we come back with our final part of the interview with her tomorrow. Kind of a little teaser, right, to carry over. I hope you'll be back to hear that because you'll hear her story of how God continued to give her strength as she chose to finish strong. Stick around. I've got a few more thoughts I want to share with you and a special offer in just a minute.
I was the one that was saying, you know, God, please change my husband. Please help my husband do this. And it wasn't happening. We both came from really bad backgrounds. So, of course, I prayed and came to the conclusion I need to stop bargaining with God and saying, well, if you help my husband do this, then I'll be nicer or more committed or, you know, and then saying, help me be more peaceable and to win him over without a word, like the scripture you're talking about in Corinthians. So it really has made a huge difference.
Yeah, listen. Good for you. There's moments in life we have these aha moments, spiritually and otherwise, where we say the future, the big picture, finishing strong is more important than my immediate feelings or what I want to do today. That's important, part of the process of intentional living. Hey, listen, I want to remind you today that we started this week a very special offer, taking these 10 principles, these intentionals we've been teaching this week, and placing them on a beautiful work of art done by my wife in watercolor, and the print is yours as you become a member, ongoing support of the ministry, plus the DVD teaching of these 10 principles. Something you could go through with your family, talk about, play the video, see the print, talk about it as a family. It's our gift to you as you become a member today. And for a single gift, if that's impossible, a single gift. Well, make sure the print comes your way as a way of saying thanks. But for membership, not only the print and the DVD, but I want to send ongoing teaching each and every month from me to you to say thanks. So join us at theintentionallife.com. A reminder for Arizona, tomorrow night we wrap up the Intentional Love Marriage Conference in Tucson at Faith Community Church, easily accessible in and off the highway for our friends coming from Phoenix. Love to have you come as well. Get your tickets today. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And tickets are available for you there, okay? And we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. We're going to have a great time wrapping up our Intentional Love Marriage Conference tour. We want you to be a part of it. See you tomorrow with more Intentional Living.